You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Body percussionists Evie Layden and Keith Terry are coming to perform and teach a series of workshops in Southwest Michigan next week. Evie Layden has her roots in Appalachian musical arts. She's a clogger, step dancer, and plays a mean clawhammer banjo. You might remember her from the old-time band The Stairwell Sisters, who appeared on A Prairie Home Companion. I talked with her a few days ago by phone.
Well, I'm gonna dust off my old brandy glasses, pour myself a stiff cocktail. Well, I'm gonna dust off my old brandy glasses, pour myself a stiff cocktail. Put on some old southern blues.
So, Evie, your childhood seems to be a story all on its own. Your mom was a folk dance instructor and opened up your New Jersey home to several traveling musicians. What was that like?
I can't say what it was like at the time because you're a kid, you know, and how you feel about people traipsing through your space. But as an adult, of course, I've really come to appreciate how many people we had the opportunity to meet and spend time with. And it was actually, my mom was the dance teacher, but my father fell in love with old-time music in New York City in the late 50s. And he was the person who raised us the most. Music and dance was very important to him. He had a steady day job, and he never did play music, but he knows the repertoire inside and out, and he's always dancing. And so not only is the connection between music and dance very strong, but the whole idea that it's really what people do, and it's a participatory thing. And so we just had the great fortune to be around a lot of amazing artists.
You also play clawhammer banjo. For our listeners who might not know, you know, what is the difference between clawhammer banjo and just someone playing the banjo regularly?
Clawhammer banjo is actually the original style of playing banjo that came out of Africa into the Americas. Your hand is sort of shaped like a claw, and there's a lot of downstrokes with your fingernails. And then over the years, up-picking styles developed. And then, of course, when Earl Scruggs started developing his particular three-finger style of doing rolls in bluegrass, that kind of transformed the genre to now, like you said, regular banjo playing. That's what most people think of as the bluegrass style.
You know, when you have a beat in your head, how do you translate that to the body?
Having grown up clogging and doing all manner of foot percussion and then moving that to the body, I really do a lot of exploration of the sonic qualities, and as does Keith, you know, that a brush is different from a clap, that there are different ways of clapping all over the world, that you can get different sounds. For Keith, it came right out of the drum set, so all the different sounds of the drum set he can get from different places and areas on his body. So it's a very musical exploration. And for me, I also, the movement, the way it moves, and the choreography, the way it moves in space, and then, of course, including the voice and melody and harmony and lyrics is very important. I'm also a songwriter, and write a lot of material, and then have a lot of traditional material that I work with. And I really like seeing how the vocals, and especially as you're dancing, it involves breath control and things like that. And over the years, having both of us explored body music traditions throughout the world has really given us a lot of information of how to perceive and play with the sonic body, a musical body. I mean, it's the first instrument. Before anyone was making instruments, they were just using their bodies to express musical ideas.
That was body percussionist and singer-songwriter Evie Layden. Layden and her husband Keith Terry will come to perform and teach a series of workshops in Southwest Michigan, Sunday through Wednesday of next week. Visit our website for links to their schedule and for a longer interview with Layden. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.